the time.
We've been working on this week's edition of Eastern Standard. I'm Tom Martin, and here's a preview. First, a rebuttal to the claim that
rural America basically has had its day.
Taking issue with this assertion by the Brookings Institution, New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, and others, is Brian Dabson. He's a research fellow at the University of North Carolina School of Government.
My argument basically is that rural and urban America are interdependent. We need each other for the future prosperity of the country as a whole.
And, says Dabson, here's the thing.
We've been happy to extract all the resources from rural America, but we've not been prepared to invest in keeping people there to look after all those resources on our behalf.
On the other hand, as the Appalachian Regional Commission recently documented, many communities that have been built around and supported by a once booming coal mining industry are now in distress, some on the verge of collapse. And says Dabson, survival may depend on the toughest thing of all to accept, a cultural awakening.
Communities which have been basically closed for a long time have got to change their perspectives on newcomers and be much more welcoming. If they're going to put a fence around themselves and say, we're not interested in these people because they don't think the way we do, then you're just closing the door to a better economic future.
Checking in from Knoxville, Tim Marama, editor of the Daily Yonder and an Eastern Kentucky native, on his reporting about how they've begun turning things around in Grundy County, Tennessee, and why it's worth watching.
They're dealing with a lot of the same economic and social conditions that come from difficulties in extractive industries like oil and gas and coal and timber, the kinds of things that we traditionally have depended on in Eastern Kentucky as sort of a mainstay of our economy. So I think there's a lot of parallels, and I was struck by how similar these communities were with what I'm familiar with in Eastern Kentucky.
And you may be as amazed as we were to discover just how many products they've cranked out at Google. We stopped counting at 26. Privacy issues aside, and there are, of course, many, we're going to take a look at some of these digital gizmos, many taking artificial intelligence and machine learning to new levels. Take, for instance, Google Duplex.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out why these people are laughing and a lot more when we talk with Lexington-based Google expert Scott Clark.
It's done with something called a neural network. And a neural network enables us to leverage all the new computing power to teach computer systems much more quickly how to do all kinds of things, including conversations.
Then there's the queryless search tool.
Queryless search means you didn't have to explicitly tell Google what you wanted. It anticipated it for you.
Creepy? Or incredible.
These technologies are like a hammer. You can build a house for a homeless person with that hammer, or you can hit someone with it. All these technologies are just like that. They're not inherently evil in any way, and there are some pretty amazing things that can happen from them.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on WEKU, online at esweku.com, and on your WEKU mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.